Tune in to Just Stuff, an encouraging program using poems, stories, conversations, and Just Stuff to reach to the community Wednesday afternoons at 4:30 right here on KAYT KQJOFM.
Come on, clap your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. You know I'm always excited to come into your house, your car, amen, or even on your job, amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, saints, I'm excited, amen, praise the Lord, because on the 10th of this month, we started on our Facebook church page a prayer challenge. We started on the 10th, amen, of this prayer challenge, and now we're in the 11th day. And I tell you, it has been a blessing. I made several attempts to come over, amen, with announcements, amen, for those of you who are involved in this prayer challenge. I would explain to those of you who are listening for the first time, it's never too late to get aboard with us on this prayer challenge. Amen. Praise God. Now, what I would like to say to you is that those of you who want to be involved, you just go to your Facebook page, type in Victory Christian Outreach Center. That's your Facebook page, type in Victory Christian Outreach Center. You can start with us today. Amen. What we're trying to do, God, it laid it on my heart. I know most of you pray, but a lot of us doesn't have a real genuine prayer life. What we like to do, we like to take 30 minutes. We want to break them down in three increments of 10s, amen, for 30 days. Amen. In your spare time, I want you to take 10 minutes in your spare time to just totally repenting. I don't care how saved you are, how many tongues you speak in, how long you say you've been in church. Amen. Praise God. Many of us sit idle through the day. We don't pray. Many of us don't read our Bibles. Many of us have charged God wrong. And many of us, praise God, don't even pray. We don't know how to pray. But I'm telling you, my friend, if you love Jesus, if you love your life and you want real salvation, you want a relationship with God like he did with Adam. He moved in the cool of the day, in the morning, praise God, amen, looking for fellowship with Adam. You can't say that you, amen, a God child unless you communicate with him. And I want to build your prayer life. I want to help you rebuild your prayer life. And this is why we come on this, amen, Thursday night at 7 p.m. Even though I'm going to be in San Antonio, but let me tell you, my friend, we're still going to be live, amen, on our show. Amen, that's this Thursday night at 7 p.m. You need to be there. Take 10 minutes to repent. After those 10 minutes, if you go longer, just thinking about all kind of things that you need to ask God to cleanse you from. I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm talking about working on you. Take 10 minutes to repent. And then after the 10 minutes of repentance, if you go longer, that's fine. You take 10 minutes to intercede. Amen. Praise God. You need to start. And what I always do, I start with me, and I start with my house. I start with my friends. I start with, amen, different things that are outwardly. So I want God to lift these things. I want God to give breakthroughs to things that are needed that I know that have demonic forces on and that people are wrestling with. I do not always pray for myself. I'm always outwardly interceding for the best of other people. I wouldn't be on this radio if I was selfish, praise God. I wouldn't be spending the money that we spend to be over the air. Amen, praise God, if we were selfish. Amen. We come on this air, or come over this radio broadcast to reach you. Some of you are in dead places. Some of you are bound, and you know you bound. You know that your spiritual life is not like it needs to be. Amen. After you finish those 10 minutes of intercessory prayer, you do 10 minutes of thanksgiving. I tell you, just begin to thank God for everything. I base, amen, my calling upon, amen, 2 Corinthians 7 and 14. God says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, amen, and pray, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, he says, I will heal from heaven and I will heal the land. I believe in prayer. Amen. I believe that God can do these things. In fact, we started on the 10th Sunday. My son, my oldest son, David Jr., he's been having problems in his back. We set up a doctor's appointment, amen, for him to see an orthopedics, amen, or a neurosurgeon, amen, on neurologist on his back. And I'm telling you, now, those of you who don't believe in the power of God's presence and the power of healing, this is not for you. This is for people that have had a relationship with God or got a relationship with God and know that, amen, it's by the grace of God and his love and the power of healing and miraculous miracles that you are still here today. But anyway, Sunday, he was on the keyboard. He was playing, praise God, and the power of God hit him. And when God's power hit him, that pain, that soreness, I'm telling you, God healed his bruise, amen, back, praise God, right in that service. Guess what? The doctor's appointment has been canceled. He's been doing well. He can move his arms. He can stretch his arms out. And, amen. And he can, amen, praise the Lord, wiggle his fingers. He doesn't have that pain anymore. God instantly healed him. Why? Because he was in this, amen, prayer challenge. I'm telling you, that's a place in your heart and a place in your spirit where you need to try to challenge yourself before God to see. Amen. The Bible tells us that we should examine ourselves. Amen. Praise God. No one, amen, can make it in. I always fall back to, amen, Matthew 7 and 21. Not everyone that say, verily, verily, I say unto you, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Watch this, amen, religious-minded people. God said, many should say to me in that day, had not I cast out devils in your name and did this and this and that, but God's going to say, depart from me. You use my name. I'm going to honor my name. You use my name, but you didn't have a relationship with me. In other words, God wants you to rent your heart. It's time for us to rent our hearts before God. Because I'm telling you, the political world, they are doing their job. And listen, they are making laws that you need to pray that God will change their mind. Because there's principalities and powers and spiritual weakness in high places. And these people don't know God. We got to intercede. We got to intercede that God would break their heart and cause them to rent their hearts before God. Get to their knees and start praying and asking God, amen, to help them make the right decisions for God's people. Amen. I never would have thought that there would be a time, amen, praise God, that men would turn from God's ways. And I don't want to call the political name, but I'm just going to call the state of California. It's a crying shame that we have political people that want to take the Bible off the shelf, want to take, amen, the Bible out of the printer shops, want to stop people from reading the Bible, want to cancel every Bible in the state. I know some of you don't understand that, but we are living in those times. And if there are any time that we need to use these weapons of repentance and intercessory and thanksgiving to God, is right now. Because the great apostle Paul, amen, praise the Lord, he predicted in these days in the scriptures, he said that, amen, that in the last days that, amen, praise the Lord, there would be seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Amen, praise the Lord. There would be perilous times. These are dangerous times for those of us, amen, praise God, that love the Lord, that want our salvation to be complete. And I'm telling you, the devil desire to sip you just like wheat. He desire to take you down, but you got to have the weapon. You got to have the weapon of prayer. You got to learn how to open your mouth and pray. Prayer is always, amen, in place. You notice our nation, praise God, our nation pray when there's a catastrophical, amen, event that took place. We talk about 9/11. We talk about all the school shootings. We talk about all the job shootings. We talk about all that kind of stuff. But when you take God out of the life of the equation of God, people, and make rules, amen, praise God, to compromise with and to beat, amen, people down and to suppress people, praise God, the devil gonna come in like a flood. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I want you to build yourself and build a prayer life so that when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. And I don't know about you. Somebody say, well, you're always talking about prayer. You're always talking about casting out demons. Child, you hadn't opened your eyes yet later. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to see that men don't want to be men anymore. Women don't want to be women anymore. They want to be the opposite. And let me tell you something, my friends. Some of you, praise the Lord, got many strongholds that you need to have God to deliver you from. Oh, my God, here today. The Bible tells us in Romans 26:27, it said, likewise, the Spirit also helped our infirmities. This is the reason why you need to build a 10-minute repental in your life, because you need God's Spirit to help your weaknesses. You need God's Spirit to help those things that you have always promised God, that God, if you bring me out of this, I'm going to do this. God, if you deliver me from this, I would not go back to that. Amen. You need to repent before God. Jesus said, except you all likewise repent, you shall all perish. And I'm going to tell you, repentance is always in place. I always tell people, you know, when you pray, the Bible tells us in, amen, Matthew 6, Jesus says, amen, when you stand and pray, you said, our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come, which is in heaven, thy will be done in earth as it is, amen, in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And Jesus said, if you don't forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. It's in place. You need to learn how to get down to business with God. Amen. We're not talking about going to church on the 1st and the 4th, the 2nd and the 5th, and the 3rd and the 1st. Amen. Praise the Lord. Or never going to Bible class, never going out to prayer meeting, never, amen, having a relationship. I'm talking about people that want a relationship with God. I'm talking to backsliders that used to have a prayer life. I'm talking to intercessory prayer warriors that used to be caught up, amen, in prayer and seeing the miraculous miracles of God, amen, that when you open your mouth, God was present to deliver you. Oh, my God, here today in this studio, I'm telling you, the Bible said, likewise, amen, the Spirit also help our infirmities. You got to be in a place where you're talking with God so that God can meet you. Praise God. More people only pray, amen, when things go bad in their lives. We need to have prayer before you go in the lion's den. You know, I know you read Daniel. Mm-hmm. Daniel had a relationship. He had a relationship. When he went in that lion's den, all those prayers, when he would go to that window and open that window and turn his face toward Jerusalem, he was looking for God to help him. And he knew, praise God, that he had a relationship with God, and that when he opened his mouth, God was going to help him. He went in the lion's den, and his prayers, his relationship with God, called the lions to lose their appetite. Some of you right now, you need a move from God, and you need God to break some things out of your life. You're dealing with anger. You're dealing with unforgiveness. You're dealing with envy. You're dealing with strife. You're dealing with sexual perverted demons. And you're dealing, praise the Lord, with hostility, amen, in your heart. You're dealing, amen, praise the Lord. Some of you are just dealing, amen, praise the Lord, with the forces of darkness. Amen, praise the Lord. Your nerve is messed up, your blood pressure up, your cholesterol up. Nobody can be around you. You're looking over your shoulders. You need to get on this prayer challenge. You need to get on this prayer challenge. You need to go, amen, praise the Lord, to your Facebook page and stop putting all your business out and get involved in this class. Get involved in the teaching that's going to be done over the line, praise the Lord, over the, amen, the internet, praise God, and watch God change your life. Now, listen, my friend, amen, the Bible said, likewise, the Spirit help our infirmities, for we know not what we shall pray for as we ought. Amen. But the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Meaning, praise the Lord, amen, that we're speaking or pronouncing, amen, things that, amen, only the Spirit can interpret. But you got to have a relationship to be able to get in the Spirit. Some folk start praying and they can't pray, amen, praise the Lord, 2 seconds, amen. They can't pray a minute because they have fear upon them. And let me tell you, my friend, the devil put fear because he don't want you to talk to God. But I tell the church, open your mouth, my God, here today. Open your mouth and declare to the Lord, amen, that you need his help. Praise God. What I'm going to do, praise God, if there anybody that want me to touch and agree with them today, amen, in prayer, in a condition, or you might want to get on this, amen, praise the Lord, this prayer challenge, amen, you can dial that number today, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, we'll get you in touch with prayer. I believe today, praise God, that there's somebody, praise God, that wants to be able to get back into intercessory prayer. And I want to pray, amen, that whatever is binding you and keeping you from having that strong relationship as you once did with God, that, amen, the Lord would destroy every darkness, every chain, amen, every spirit, amen, that's hindering you, amen, from having this relationship with God. Dial that number, 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500, get you in touch with prayer. When we pray, there's a feeling in our spirit, amen, we cannot speak, praise the Lord, but the Spirit itself takes that moment and then interprets it before God because God looks into the heart. You can dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, we get you in touch with prayer. But in that moment, the Spirit of God, when you get on your knees or you standing to pray and you're asking God to do things, amen, praise the Lord, you have to believe it. But let me tell you, my friend, you have to get your heart in a place where God can come in. Don't try to talk to God about somebody else's, amen, situation or somebody that you have hate in your heart toward, praise God, until you clean your heart before God. David even said to God because of his weaknesses, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Would you dial that number today? 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. We are here live in the studio, and I am waiting on you, my friend, to dial that number. I want to pray with you, pray for you, amen, that God will give that breakthrough. Now, the Bible also tells us to pray for one another that we may be healed. And I want you to be healed today because I believe that through prayer, God's going to do it. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Turn your radio down some, please. Thank you. You're on the air, caller.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How can I help you today?
How you doing, man? I just need you to pray and agree with me with the devil has been dealing with me with this drug addiction that I'm suffering from, man. I need freedom.
My God, my God. Where you calling me from, my brother?
I'm in Alexandria.
In Alexandria. You know, I tell you what, my heart is going out with you, and I'm going to pray with you. But if you ever come out to Colfax, 1015 Main Street, definitely want to touch and agree with you, because we have some brothers in the church. I'm telling you, they didn't know where they was in their lives with that drug addiction. And God took the desire away. And I'm going to pray with you that God would take that spirit desire away. You're crying out in your heart, and you need somebody to understand you, not to condemn you. And I feel you, brother, because I've dealt with several men that we got in the church, young men, that the devil tried to oppress with this drug demon. But when they constantly came to prayer and got prayer, God took the desire away, and they are new men today. But God, I want you to touch my brother, because it's not your desire. We know that spirits roam the earth and they look for dry places. And God, he's been open to these things. But I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, as I touch and agree with my brother, God, that you would take the desire away right now, God. Take the desire that's down in his spirit. Bind that spirit of drug addiction and free him, because he's crying out. And I know right now, God, he's not ashamed. He wouldn't have called to station and put it over the airway. But I touch and agree with him that he will receive a miracle. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen. Brother, if you got a moment, after this broadcast, you call me. Because I'm telling you, my brother, we got some brothers can help you. All right, give me a call after the broadcast. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Listen, my friend, it doesn't matter what you are challenged with. You know, God can do it. You know, some of you have spouses that's on drugs. You might as well wake up out there in that radio land. I don't care if you're in Colfax. Amen. Praise the Lord. Colfax, wake up. Colfax, wake up. Amen. Alexandra Boys. Amen. Praise the Lord. LeCount. Praise the Lord. Wherever you are today, Bonkey. Amen. Opelousas, Field Plant. Wherever you are today, Shreveport. Amen. Monroe, Mississippi. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lafayette. Wherever you are today, you got some spiritual strongholds that you need to saturate in prayer so that God can deliver you. Come on, people. Open up your mouth and tell God, I need deliverance. And God will come in. He will change things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of you, and I'm just going to tell you like this here, you got spouses that are bound on things, and you got so much confusion going on, and you can't agree on things. Somebody, I don't need to know your name. I don't need to know your name. Just call a station. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're interceding and praying, amen, for your condition, because it's never God's will that we be bound, amen, praise the Lord, with these addictions. These are spirits. Praise God, they're trying to take us over. I got 7 minutes left in the studio. Don't wait till the last minute to call. Dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I want to go on into this thing, because I want you to understand that when you're interceding, but you can't get to intercessory prayer till you go through repentance. Hey, glory to God. Because if that's something, amen, hindering you from, amen, really, amen, getting your breakthrough, that's why repentance is so important. I don't care how saved you are. Man, let me tell you something. I'm always repenting. I don't care how saved I think I am. I'm always asking God to cleanse me. Now, watch this, my friend. The Bible says God gives us new mercies every day. Every day there's a new mercy. Somebody right now, your body's racking with pain, and you need mercy. Hey, thank you, Lord. This may be your day that if you dial that number, God can just take it away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Last week, we had a lady came on, and she testified about her blood clog and how she came, amen, and God delivered her. And then when she went for testing, amen, they began to tell her, amen, praise the Lord, God is able to do miraculous things if we allow him and trust him. Amen. Praise God. Dial that number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. Is it right to have an intercessory life? After you've repented, you can start interceding and say, God, I need you to heal this. God, I need to see your hand upon my condition, my family, my situations. God, it's too much for me. God, I need you to deliver me from this, amen, amen, drug addiction, this, amen, pervertedness I have in my spirit. 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, I need you to open this door for my son, my daughter. Lord, I need this relationship, praise God, with my spouse, even though we're in the same house, God. But we just fuss. We just fight. We got division, God. He's an alcoholic, God, and she's an alcoholic, God. And just no understanding. Somebody out there right now, you're listening, and you need power in your life, and you're not going to get it until you open your mouth. You need to open your mouth. You need to open your mouth. David said, early in the morning will I seek thee. Hey, glory to God. I'm going to call you, Jesus. I'm going to call you, God, because I know, God, that I can't do anything without you. I need you. Dial that number, 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. 3 minutes, 3 minutes. You know, David, I'm going to make this short. David was king, but God told him he wasn't going to build his house. He had a relationship with God, but God, amen, told him his son Solomon was going to build the house. Amen, praise the Lord. And what David did, he was not selfish. He went out and he interceded. And he said, God, I want you to touch my son Solomon. Lord, I want you to bless him. Lord, I want you to give him a wise heart. Amen, praise the Lord, and an understanding mind that he will be able to do your will. I want to say to you today, you need a wise heart. You can't hypocrite your way into heaven. You can't hypocrite your way into God's presence. You have to come clean. You have to come renewed. And if you don't build these elements in your life, God, amen, will have no communion. You need fellowship with God. I got 2 minutes. In these 2 minutes, let's not forget, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, go to your Facebook page. Type in Victory Christian Outreach Center. We have a prayer challenge that started 11 days ago. 10 minutes of repentance of yourself. Talk to God. Talk to God. You that got addictions, talk to God. I don't think it's just drugs. It could be money. It could be lust. Whatever it is, you need to, my God, you need to talk to God. You need to talk to God. Then you take out 10 minutes of interceding for any and everything, especially men in authority. You need to intercede for your leaders. You need to intercede for your family. Intercessory is important. You need 10 minutes of just beginning to praise God. Praise him for the accident he rebuked. Praise him for that surgery you went through. Oh, my God. Praise him 1 minute. Praise him for just waking you up this morning. Praise him for what he's about to do. Praise him what he's already done. You need to open your mouth and talk to God. I'm trying to stir up this radio land, praise the Lord. Yes, I'm making my way back, but meet me 7 o'clock on your Facebook page. Amen. Type in Victory Christian Outreach Center. This past Thursday, we talked about repentance. We had great response. This Thursday, we're going to talk about intercessory. That's things I can talk over there that I can't do here at the radio station. Listen, God bless you. Until next Wednesday, I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. God bless you. Remember, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' name.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318 877-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.